Here's one surprising fact about self-discipline. People who have it are generally happier than those who don't. It's true. You'd think that not allowing yourself to give in to every impulse, every hedonistic urge, and just doing everything you like and saying everything you want to say will make you one happy camper. But no. A 2013 study showed the complete opposite. People with high self-control are in fact more content with their lives. They are well-adjusted, sociable, and are more likely to make excellent decisions. They make great leaders. They live a harmonious life with their partners. This is not to say that they don't feel miserable. They experience unhappiness. They face disappointments. They deal with conflict. However, self-disciplined people do not allow these emotions to get in the way of what they want in life. They have laser-sharp focus, and they always have their eyes on the prize, and more often than not, they get it. It seems like they have life figured out, even though they probably don't think about it that way. The whole notion of self-discipline might be off-putting. It just seems like something that is too difficult to achieve. But the truth is, anyone can develop self-discipline and take back his life. But you should not view it as one insurmountable mountain. Instead, take one step at a time. This is exactly why we created this guide on the 32 small changes you can make in order to achieve self-discipline. You can learn, develop, and improve self-discipline through daily practice and a regimen of good habits. You can live free and break your bad habits through repetitive simple changes to your daily routine in all areas of your life. You don't have to make drastic changes. You can start with small changes, and soon you will have the confidence to apply discipline in all areas of your life. You may have chosen this book because you have finally decided to take control of your life. And what better place to start than with yourself? Perhaps you chose to read this book because you don't want to feel helpless anymore. Whatever your reasons may be, it is never too late to start practicing self-discipline.